This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
All right, so game five is tonight at Madison Square Garden. Obviously, the very definition of a must-win. MSG Networks will have live coverage of Game 5 at 7:30 tonight with Mike Breen and Walt Clyde Frazier on the call. Pre-game coverage will get underway at 7 p.m. Following the game, MSG Networks will have an expanded one-hour post-game show. And, of course, Wally Szczerbiak will be a part of the Knicks studio coverage throughout the night. And Wally's nice enough to join us now. Wally, how you doing?
Great. How you guys doing?
Doing great. I laid out my plan. I want to see what you think. If I'm going down, I'm going down tough. I'm going down making them pay for every single time they even attempt to go into the paint. I know it's a throwback to 1994, and you don't want to get dirty, but how do you think that would work out if they did it that way?
I love it. And, you know, I was tuned in today to ESPN. Kendrick Perkins, my old teammate with the Celtics, who does a great job with ESPN analyzing. He said he loves this series. It's his favorite series. There's smack talking. There's chants coming down from the crowds. This is old school basketball. No one's exchanging jerseys after games. You know, it's not. This is how it's supposed to be in the NBA playoffs. Teams are not supposed to like each other. You know, there's some words going on in the media. You know, there are coaches kind of trying to get an edge by calling out the officiating. And that's what it's all about, and that's the beauty of the playoffs. And I would love the Knicks to come out tonight, you know, just back up their season. I think this is a big game for the players. You know, obviously the players had a tremendous regular season. Just making it to the playoffs, getting a home court advantage was a huge accomplishment. But now you have to back that up with tonight's game. This Atlanta team is good. You know, their depth is tremendous. They have veterans coming off the bench. Gallo's playing great. Gallinari and Lou Williams and, you know, they have shooters around Trae Young, and Trae Young's really coming into his own and showing how good he is. But the Knicks have some studs, too, and they got some guys, too, that can play. And I think they're going to come out tonight, and they're going to prove it. They're going to get a win and get this thing back to Atlanta.
Now, the Knicks have said all the right things, Wally, but how did Capella's words play inside that room?
Oh, they'll say all the right stuff on the outside, but on the inside, there's going to be some – something to pay. There's going to be hell to pay for the Atlanta Hawks and Capella saying that. No question. You know, there are guys with a lot of pride in that locker room, especially Derrick Rose and Taj Gibson, that have been through the battles in this league. And you don't get away with saying that without paying the price. At the same time, you know, the Knicks have to back it up with their play. You know, that's what it's all about. And so far in this series, Atlanta's been the better team, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So we'll see what the Knicks are made of. They got to come out and play a solid game and get a win on their home floor in front of the best fans in the world.
Please explain this to me, because I can't figure it out, and you played in the league at a high level. Why would Capella say that? Well, how does that benefit him and the team? Why? Why would you say that? You're up 3-1.
I have no idea, and I think Derrick Rose summed it up really well. You know, Derrick Rose is 32 years old. He's a veteran in this league, so he's seen it all. So he's not going to let that type of stuff really bother him. He's got too much – that takes too much mental effort to kind of, you know, just acknowledge something like that. You know, all Capella's doing really is, you know, putting the bullseye on his chest. And if he's willing to take that, fine. But you got to go out there and you got to deal with what comes with that. And, hey, if you get your doors blown off, you lose this game, you know, the guys in your locker room are going to be looking at you like, hey, dude, what are you doing? Just keep your mouth shut. So it's that's the beauty of sports. This is what sets up the drama. It's like a title fight, and there's some drama that happened in the weigh-in. It leads to a little bit of climax, you know, come the main event. And, you know, tonight's the main event, and it's a huge game for this Knicks team. It's a huge game for this city. And let's see what they're made of, and let's see how they handle it.
And so a loss is a loss, right, Wally, from a player's standpoint. But in evaluating this team, a win tonight, gutty-gritty win, go to Game 6 and lose to the Hawks, I think that has a completely different feel than just bowing out tonight. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. 1,000%. And I've experienced both throughout my career, so I can remember the feeling you have when you come back at home and you have your back against the wall and you lose that game. I mean, it really, like, it doesn't, obviously what the Knicks accomplished was unbelievable this season. And nobody can take away a tremendous regular season, an incredible turnaround, a phenomenal year for Julius Randle, and, you know, R.J. Barrett taking huge steps and Derrick Rose being unbelievable. But it would leave a really, really bad taste in everyone's mouth, players, coaches, everyone, fans, if you lose this game tonight. I just know what it's like as a competitor and as a player. And it feels really good when you come back home. And I remember I did it. We were down 3-2 against the Celtics team in 2008 when they won the championship. We were coming back to game 6 in Cleveland, and we got that win on our home floor, forced to game 7. Then we lost by 5 in game 7 at Boston Garden. And that Celtic team with KG Garnett and with KG Pierce and Ray Allen went on to win the title. You know, that validated our Cleveland Cavalier season, that team. You know, to get that win was huge. To send it to Game 7 and have a chance to steal Game 7 was big. So it's big for these players. It really is. These players need to get this win. You know, you got to remember, this is the lowest payroll in the league pretty much all season. So these players have a lot to prove. So if they go out and get this win, that helps them a lot in the off season as far as when they set up to that negotiating table. So there is a ton on the line for this team and this franchise in this game, in my opinion.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Wally Szczerbiak is our guest. He'll be on the MSG coverage tonight starting at 7. You can see the game at 7:30, Knicks against the Hawks. I said that, you know, Obi Toppin has really shown himself well in the first four games, that I'd like to see him get more time. How do you feel about Randle moving to the 5 and playing alongside Toppin? Do you think that hurts them?
I don't. I like the idea. I just wish there was a little more of a sample set during the regular season. Because Tom Thibodeau didn't really do that very much during the regular season. I understand why, because I think he was grooming Obi Toppin to play his best basketball in the playoffs, which he's done, which I'm really happy for him because he's been phenomenal. And when you're a young player and you're a rookie, I went through this experience too, and you have a good playoff run, the amount of confidence it gives you for your career and moving into the off season and into your next season, I think it's a really good sign for Obi Toppin the way he's been playing. And at times with the matchups, I think it could work, especially because Nerlens Noel does not look like he's healthy and he doesn't look like himself. I think Nerlens will get the first shot, but if he shows that he's not ready, that his body's not capable of him playing the way he's capable of playing, I could see Coach Thibodeau going small with Randle and Obi at the 4 and 5.
Over the last week, we saw a couple of absolutely ridiculous performances, one from Tatum on Friday night, and then of course Dame Lillard last night. You ever been involved in a game like that, Wally, where a player is just absolutely going off, and it does it feel like it's just impossible to stop them?
I've been on the same team with guys. You know, LeBron, I remember, had incredible performances, the 45 in game 7 in the series that I mentioned in 2008 against the Celtics. It was a duel between him and Paul Pierce, game for the ages, in a game 7 that was just unbelievable to be a part of. I'll never forget that one. You know, then the KG game 7 against Chris Webber and the Sacramento Kings when we advanced to the Western Conference Finals, and KG had like 35, 25, and 5 blocks, 10 assists, like just an incredible game. I'll always remember those. And those are just special moments that, you know, the greats rise to those occasions at the biggest of times and the biggest of games. So those were pretty impressive performances, and, you know, those are two pretty impressive players.
Before we let you go, I'm curious, how do you see Bucks and Nets playing out?
It's going to be fun. I got to be honest, you know, the Nets look really good, and, you know, I think they're the favorites to win it all. I mean, that team just really hasn't been challenged, especially when those three guys are healthy and they're playing at a high level and they are healthy. But the Bucks are rising to the occasion. I've always been a believer in the Bucks. You know, the crew over at MSG, Bill Pito, Alan Hahn, like when we do our little one-on-one segment, when we go at it, I'm always, you know, a backer of the Milwaukee Bucks and Antetokounmpo, and those guys are like, the Bucks stink. They can't shoot. Antetokounmpo, he's not clutch, blah, blah, blah. But I like the roster moves they made, picking up Drew Holiday. I mean, they disposed of a team that was in the NBA Finals last year and pretty much had the same roster. So I think this is going to be a must-watch series, the best series in round two in the playoffs with those two teams clashing.
Great stuff, Wally. It all starts tonight at 7 on MSG. 7:30 is game time, and you'll be on throughout the whole night. So we thank you for coming on. Enjoy the night.
You got it. Thanks, boys. Have a good one. Let's go Knicks.
All right, Wally Szczerbiak, a must-win for the Knicks, so it should be a fun game, and we'll see how it turns out if there is, in fact, a Game 6, which would be great. The Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Okay, we're going to give away Islander tickets for their Game 3 tomorrow at the Barn, the Coliseum. That's coming up. We'll take more of your phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. And a big ENN coming up at 6 o'clock as well. Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.